Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早上好。
Good morning.
大家早。
So glad that we can sometimes gather in a little bit of a different setting.
我很高兴，有的时候我们会在不同的场所来聚集。
It helps us not get too comfortable with any routines.
就会对我们帮助我们不会总是按部就班的行事。
But on these baptism Sundays,
当我们有敬礼的主日
it might be hard for us to get into the heart of worship.
有的时候我们的心要进入一个敬拜的状态不是很容易。
So I do thank the chairman today to help us do that.
感谢主席今天早上帮助我们。
But if you would join me, I'd like to just pray and continue to ask God to prepare our heart for worship this morning.
我要邀请大家再跟我一起做个祷告，求主来保守我们的心。
So let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, what an exciting morning it is.
亲爱的天父，今天是一个让人何等振奋的一个早上。
Lord, it's always exciting on a baptism Sunday.
敬礼的主日总是让人非常的激动。
Because when we watch our brothers and sisters being baptized,
因为当我们看到弟兄姐妹受浸的时候
it cannot help but remind us of the life that you have given to each and every one of your children.
总是让我们禁不住地想起你给我们和每一位你的子女的新的生命。
And how can we not help but celebrate that?
所以我们都忍不住要一起的来庆祝。
So today is a day of celebration.
所以今天是一个大喜的日子。
It's to celebrate your work in the lives of your people.
我们要庆祝你在你的子民身上所动的奇妙大工。
And it's a celebration of the work that you will do in the lives of those who do not yet know you.
我们也要来庆祝你将要在那些还不认识你的人身上所动的奇妙大工。
So this morning, would you help us, God, to remind us that even though we're in a somewhat different environment,
今天早上主啊，我们要向你求，今天早上虽然我们在一个不大相同的环境中
，Lord, would you prepare our hearts?
求你来预备我们的心。
Turn our eyes up to you.
让我们转眼仰望你。
That we would both be ready to receive from you.
我们既要预备好，要从你那里领受。
But that we also want to give to you our worship and our adoration.
我们也要向你献上我们的敬拜和我们的尊崇。
Remind us as you settle in our hearts that today the centerpiece is you.
主啊，求你提醒我们，求你进入我们的心，提醒我们，今天你是我们关注的中心。
And we hope and we pray that all of the glory and the honor and the praise would be given to you.
这是我们的祷告，也是我们的盼望。今天早上。一切的赞美荣耀都要归于你。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祈求。
Amen. Today we're going to be looking at a passage that I think a lot of you are quite familiar with.
今天我们要一起来看一段大家很熟悉的经文。
We're going to be looking at a wedding at Cana.
我们要看迦拿的一个婚礼。
And I'll just say that there are so many spiritual truths in this one passage.
我想要说在这样一段经文里有许多的属灵真理。
In this one first miracle that Jesus performed.
这是耶稣行的第一个神迹。
But I think that we can, in light of all the spiritual truths, we can miss on the most practical thing of this passage.
但是当我们看到许多属灵真理的时候有时我们往往忽视了它其中最实际的道理
That Jesus stepped into a wedding of good friends
耶稣参加了一个好朋友的婚礼
And he fixed a problem in the most amazing way.
他用最奇妙的方式解决了一个问题。
We could forget that that's the most simplest thing that we see.
有的时候我们忘记了，这是我们看见的最简单的情节。
That Jesus stepped into a wedding of good friends.
耶稣参加了一个好朋友的婚宴。
And he fixed a simple problem in a most amazing way.
他用一个最奇妙的方式解决了一个简单的问题。
But I think the question that we need to ask is why?
我想我们要问的是为什么？
Why would Jesus step into a wedding of good friends and fix a very simple problem in a very amazing way?
为什么耶稣要参加一个好朋友的婚宴，用很奇妙的方式解决了一个简单的问题？
Why would he care that when there was a problem, that he would step in to fix that simple problem?
为什么他要在乎他们所面对的问题，然后他要介入来解决这个简单的问题呢？
And I think that sometimes we might find ourselves asking that same question from time to time.
我想在座的大家有时候也会问同样的问题。
We know that Jesus loves us.
我们知道耶稣爱我们。
We know that he is trustworthy.
我们知道他是可信赖的。
But sometimes we might just doubt.
但有的时候我们也会疑惑。
And we might ask.
我们可能要问。
Does Jesus really care about some of the small daily problems that I face in my life?
耶稣真的会在乎我生命中的这些琐碎的小问题吗？
We know that he loves us.
我们知道他爱我们。
But does he really care about all these small things in my life?
但是他真的会在乎我生命中这些琐碎的小问题吗？
So if you could, let's turn our Bibles open or get your phones and turn to John chapter 2 this morning.
请大家打开圣经，翻到约翰福音第二章。
We're going to continue on in our series of that Pastor James had led us into, which is meeting Jesus.
我们今天要继续，范长老带我们进入的遇见耶稣系列讲道。
And today we're going to see that Jesus was met at a wedding.
今天我们要看到人们在一个婚礼上遇见了耶稣。
Now, if you've ever been a part of a wedding,
如果你曾经参加过婚礼，
not just as an attendee, but as someone who's part of the wedding,
不只是去参加而已，而是要一起来筹办这个婚礼。
Maybe you were part of even planning some part of the wedding.
也许你在帮忙要计划筹办这个婚礼。
You'll know that there are things at the wedding that just don't go as planned.
你会知道总是会有一些意料之外的事情
，right？
是不是
？I know that for our wedding，
我知道我的婚礼上
，Bex and I，
刘长老和师母
，I was so excited when I got up the morning。
那天早上我起来特别的激动
，and I'm getting married today。
今天我要结婚了
，and I jumped in my car in Pasadena and I was driving to Walnut。
我跳上我的车，我要从帕萨迪纳开到 Walnut。
Because we're supposed to meet the wedding party, I'm gonna see my bride and we're gonna take photos.
因为在那里我要看到我的新娘，要看到我们的亲友团，我们要一起拍照。
And as I was driving on the freeway on the 210,
当我在210上开车的时候
，That day it was pouring rain.
那天有倾盆大雨。
It was pouring so hard.
雨下的那么大。
And I just thought, wow, we did not plan this.
我想我们没有预备好要这样。
I wonder if people are not going to come to our wedding today because it's raining so hard.
我在担心因为今天的大雨我们的客人会不会来呢？
But it was okay.
那还好。
But I remember another wedding that I was a part of.
我又想到我去参加过的另一个。
I was a groomsman of the wedding.
我是伴郎。
And the wedding was in the summertime.
那是夏天的一个婚礼。
Because they were smarter than us, they knew they didn't want rain.
因为他们比我们聪明，他们要避开雨季。
But that day, it was 90 degrees.
但是那天华氏90度的温度。
And it was about 100 degrees humidity.
湿度达到了100。
And as a groomsman wearing a tuxedo,
我作为伴郎穿着燕尾服。
And in a tuxedo, for those of you who don't know me as well, like I sweat a lot.
你们如果不是很了解我的话，我很爱出汗。
But that day, I don't sweat. I don't like to sweat. I don't love sweating, but I just do. I'm not sweating right now. I feel okay. But that day in the church,
但是那天在教堂里
the AC was not working.
空调坏了。
And so as we were standing there on a very hot summer day,
所以那天在夏日炎炎里我们站在那里。
Everyone, not just me, was just dripping with sweat.
不单单是我，每一个客人都满头大汗。
And as I was standing there as a groomsman, everyone had their, and everyone's doing this.
我作为伴郎站在上面，看到每个人都拿着节目单来扇风。
And I was trying to look at the bride and the groom.
所以我就看看新郎新娘。
And the bride's face was just wet. It was coming down. Her makeup was.
新娘的妆容都花了，因为她也出汗。
I don't think they planned for that.
我相信对他们来讲，这也是一个意外。
And in the time of Jesus,
在耶稣的时代
，weddings were such an important event.
婚礼是非常重要的一个事件。
In fact, weddings were some of the biggest celebrations of the whole year.
应该也讲婚礼是年度中最大的盛事。
Because if it was a wedding, the whole village would be involved.
因为如果有人要结婚的话，整个村子都会来参与。
But not just that village, even the surrounding nearby villages would all come and they would be invited to partake in this very big celebration.
也不单单只是那个村庄，周围的村庄大家都会受到邀请来参加。
The family would be so proud to announce it to everyone.
他们的家人会特别自豪地向大家来宣布这个婚礼。
Right, like PK, Glory, are you guys so proud to announce your daughter? Well, where are they? Like, where's PK, Glory? Yeah, are you guys proud to announce your daughter's wedding?
就像培刚和 Glory, 他们都会很自豪地要宣布他们女儿的婚礼。
So preparations would be made well in advance.
所以他们会早早的就开始为婚礼准备。
And everyone who was invited would look forward to it for a long time.
每个被邀请的人都会很早就开始期待着这个婚礼。
Weddings in those days were events that would last several days up to a week.
那个时代婚礼要庆祝好几天甚至一周。
I recommend that the next weddings we have at our church would be a few days long.
我也提议接下来我们教会要有婚礼也要庆祝好几天。
But you would have a lot of the best food.
你会有最好的食物。
You would have a lot of dancing.
要许多的跳舞。
And in those days, they would have a lot of good wine.
他们也会有上等的美酒。
And I just want to be clear, this is not talking about grape juice.
所以我要说明一下，我们讲的不是葡萄汁。
In fact, throughout the Bible,
其实在整本圣经当中
although there is a clear warning of drunkenness
虽然我们有非常清楚的警告让我们不要酗酒
wine was used even as an important offering to God
但是酒本身呢是向神献祭的很重要的一个祭物
wine was a symbol of celebration
酒是喜庆庆贺的一个代表
It was a symbol of blessing
是祝福的象征
It was a symbol of abundance
也是富足的象征
It was a symbol of a joyous festivity
也是代表了特别喜乐的庆祝
That's why wine was so important to a wedding in those days
所以在那个年代酒对婚礼来说是非常重要的
And that's where we find ourselves in this passage
也就是我们今天要在经文里读到的。
So let's look at verse 1 through 3.
我们一起来看1到3节。
On the third day, there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there.
第三日，在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的宴席，耶稣的母亲在那里。
Jesus also was invited to the wedding with his disciples.
耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴宴。
When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no more wine."
酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对他说，他们没有酒了。
Now we have a problem.
出问题了。
Jesus and his disciples, it says, were invited to this wedding.
耶稣和他的门徒被请去赴席。
Not as guests of honor, they were just regular guests.
他们不是什么贵客，他们就是普通的宾客。
His mother, whose name was Mary, was also invited there.
他的母亲玛利亚也被邀请。
And sometime during the celebration, we don't know when,
在喜庆的当中，我们不知道具体哪个时刻。
Mary says to her son Jesus, "They have no more wine."
玛利亚对她的儿子耶稣说，他们没有酒了。
The wine has run out.
酒喝完了。
Now this must have been a very good party.
那一定是一个非常好的一个喜宴。
For the wine to be all drank, is that the right word? Drank.Cindy, help me. Drank. For the wine to have been drank, and it's all gone.
因为大家都非常高兴的开怀畅饮，酒已经被喝完了。
Or it means that someone didn't plan well enough.
那也有可能是有人没有筹办得很好。
Or there was that extra village that we didn't know that they were coming.
或者另一个村子，我没想到他们也来了。
Either way, this culture was a culture that many of us might relate to. It was a culture of honor or shame.
不管怎么说，这个文化我们跟我们自己的文化也很相似，他们很讲究荣辱。
And unlike in America,
不像在美国，
the groom and his family were actually the center of the wedding.
是新郎和他们的家人主办婚礼。
Because it was the groom, the bridegroom's family's honor to treat everyone to this joyous celebration.
因为这是新郎和他家人的很大的一个荣耀，他们能够来请客大宴宾客。
But if it was this celebration of the year that ran out of wine,
但是如果在这个年度盛事中他们的酒
喝完了， It would have been a huge embarrassment to the groom and his family.
那就会成为新郎和他家人一个非常大的尴尬。
They would be probably remembered in shame for the next 50 years to be the family and the party that ran out of wine.
在接下来的五十年中，他们可能都会感到丢脸和羞耻，因为这是一个婚礼，酒被喝完了的婚礼。
That's what Mary is saying when she says to Jesus, "They have no more wine."
这就是耶稣的母亲玛利亚对他说的，他们没有酒了。
And Jesus says to her,
耶稣对他说
，in verse 4,
在第四节
，Woman.What does this have to do with me?
妇人，我与你有什么相干？
My hour has not yet come.
我的时候还没有到。
His mother said to the servants,
他母亲对佣人说，
Just do whatever he tells you.
他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
Okay, this is one of my favorite parts of this passage.
这是我在这段经文里面最喜欢的一部分。
Now, just to be clear, Jesus is not being...rude to his mother.
我澄清一下，耶稣对他的母亲并不是没礼貌。
But Jesus is definitely making a shift in his relationship.
但他确定的是在与母亲的关系里有一个变化，一个转变。
He's saying to her,
他对她说，
You know that I'm here in this world for a purpose.
你知道我在这个世界上是有一个目的。
You know that I'm God.
你知道我是神。
And you know that I've been sent here to save and redeem.
你知道我被差遣是要拯救和救赎。
But mom, it's not my time yet.
但是母亲，我的时候还没有到。
I'm not ready to be recognized and rejected as the promised Messiah.
我还没有预备好要作为应许中的弥赛亚被承认或者被拒绝。
And if you just read this at face value,
如果你只看字面意思，
you almost get the impression
你可能会有这样的印象，
that Jesus was not prepared to show himself here.
耶稣还没有预备好要把自己显露出来。
You get the impression that Jesus was hesitant to do anything here.
你会有这样的感受，耶稣很犹豫要做什么。
This is not the time or the place for him to begin revealing himself as the promised Messiah.
这不是一个合适的时间和地点让他显露自己是应许中的弥赛亚。
It's not the time yet.
他的时候还没有到。
So we see something here about timing.
所以我们这里可以看到一些关于时机的思考。
And Jesus is like, it's just not the time yet to do what you want me to do.
耶稣在说，时机还未到，我现在还不能做你要我做的事。
But I love Jesus's mother's response.
但是我很喜爱耶稣的母亲的反应。
She doesn't even say anything to Jesus.
她没有对耶稣说任何话。
Rather, she says something to the servants that reveals her need.
反而她对佣人说了一些话来显露了她的需要。
But it also reveals something about the power of her faith.In her son as God.
但是这也显露了他对他的儿子作为神的大能的一种信念。
Because she turns to the servants and say to them, just do whatever he tells you.
因为他对佣人说，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
It's like she's saying, Jesus,
仿佛他在说耶稣，
you are God.
你是神。
And we have a problem here.
我们有问题了。
And we need help.
我们需要帮助。
And we don't know who else to go to.
我们不知道还有谁我们能够寻求帮助。
Jesus, I believe that you are God. Listen to this.
我们听一下，耶稣，我相信你是神。
We need help.
我们需要帮助。
Because we have a problem.
因为我们有问题。
And I don't know who else to go to.
我不知道还有谁能帮助我们。
And you just have to love that, don't you?
我们都应该很喜爱他的反应。
There's already here a pattern that I think we can learn from.
我们已经看到了一个我们可以学习的模式。
We see that there's a problem.
我们看到出问题了。
We see that she knows that she needs help.
我们看到她知道自己需要帮助。
And she doesn't know who else to turn to, but she knows who to turn to.
她不知道其他还有谁能够帮她，但她知道该找谁。
And we see that she asks for help in faith.
我们看到她凭着信心求助。
And she knows that faith responds in obedience.
我们也看到信心要以顺服来回应。
You see that that's the pattern that we see here already.
你看我们已经看到了一个模式。
Let's keep reading in verse 6.
让我们继续读第六节。
Now there were 6 stone jars there that were for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 or 30 gallons.
照犹太人洁净的规矩，有六口石缸摆在那里，每口可以盛两三桶水。
Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water."
耶稣对佣人说，把缸倒满了水。
And they filled them up to the brim.
他们就倒满了，直到缸口。
Okay, so this is not like they had a hose back then.
那时候他们没有水管。
And it's not like they had a faucet to turn on to get water.
也没有水龙头可以放水。
Okay, so this was the servants had to obey and just keep filling this big jar up to the brim with water.
所以 用人就需要顺服，要不断的倒满，直到缸口。
And then he said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the feast."
耶稣又说，现在可以舀出来送给管宴席的。
So they took it.
他们就送了去。
And when the master of the feast tasted the water, now become wine, and did not know where it came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and when the people have drunk freely, then the poor wine, but you have kept the good wine until now."
管宴席的尝了那水变的酒，并不知道是哪里来的，只有舀水的佣人知道。管宴席的便叫新郎来，对他说：“人都是先摆上好的酒，等客喝足了，才摆上次的。你倒把好酒留到如今。”
And I want to read verse 11, because this is key in the book of John. This, the first of his, yes, these were miracles, but John uses the word signs.Jesus did at Cana in Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him.
接下来第十一节是约翰福音里面关键的 一句经节，这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，也是一个标志，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信了他。
This is loaded.
这个经文非常丰富的信息。
There's so many spiritual truths here that I don't have the time today to go through.
今天我没有时间要讲清楚里面所有的属灵真理。
But I want to just bring up a few.
但是我想要提出其中的几点。
We want to look at the things that we see here.
我们来查考一下我们在这里的看见。
Number one, we see something about timing.
我们看到有关时机。
That even though Jesus said to his mother, "Woman, my hour has not yet come," and he seemed hesitant.
虽然耶稣对他的母亲说，妇人，我的时候还没有到，他也看上去有点犹豫。
See, there's this picture about timing here.
所以我们看到一个关于时机的画面。
Sometimes we really overplay.God's sovereignty and this concept that God has, it's true, God has perfect timing.
有的时候我们太过于强调神的主权，然后我们说神的时机是最好的。
But if we always just kind of just say, "Well, in your time," I think sometimes that affects our requests and our prayers.
所以我们常常说，神啊，在你看为合适的时候，有时候会影响到我们的代祷。
I think we do want to trust in God's perfect timing, but we don't want perfect timing because we don't know His perfect timing. We don't want that to affect the way we have faith and the way we pray in faith.
当然神的时机是最好的，但是有的时候我们不晓得神的时机在什么时候，所以这样子的想法会影响到我们祷告的真诚和急切。
Because here we see something in His mother that shows the purity of her faith.
我们在这里看到耶稣母亲非常纯正的信心。
And she asks in a way that is so bold.
她非常大胆的祈求。
And almost to the way that she says, I don't know and I don't really care about your timing. We have a problem here.
她在说，我不晓得，我不知道你的时机，但是我们现在有问题了。
I know you have perfect timing.
我知道神的时机总是最好的。
But I don't know what your timing is.
但是我并不了解你的时机是怎样的。
And I might not even care right now about your perfect timing.
在此时此刻，我甚至都不在乎你的时机。
But God, we have a problem here.
但是神啊，我们有问题了。
And only you can help.
只有你能够帮助我。
So you gotta step in.
请你来帮助我们。
And there's a picture here that Jesus does.
在这里我们可以看到这幅图面图画，耶稣行了。
That's one of the things we see here.
这是我们看到的其中一点。
I think another thing that we see here is something about the power of faith that is tied together and you can't separate it with obedience.
另外一点看见是，我们看到了信心和不可 分隔的顺服。
That when we ask for help from Jesus in faith,
当我们的凭着信心向耶稣求助的时候
，there always comes with it this willingness to obey and to follow.
与此同时，我们总会有一颗愿意的心，要来顺服，要来跟随。
Because true faith always comes with obedience.
因为真实的信心总是和顺服一起来的。
True faith, you can almost say it responds in obedience.
我们可以讲，真实的信心是以顺服来回应的。
Can you tell that to someone next to you to say, "I want faith that will respond in obedience"? Say that to someone next to you.
我们可以彼此说一下吗？我想要这样的信心，让我可以顺服。
Yeah, you can say it.
我们可以一起来讲。
I know it's weird for you guys to say that, right? We missed the other one. What was the first point? That you want to pray with a bold faith.
我们要凭着大胆的信心来祷告。
Tell that to someone next to you. I want to pray with bold faith.
让我们彼此说，我想要大胆的信心来祈求。
Okay, there's only four people who said that. Okay, I know. Okay, we're going to work on this, okay? Because Mary...was willing to pray in bold faith.
我们看到玛利亚愿意以大胆的信心来求。
And she was willing to obey in her faith.
她也愿意在信心当中顺服。
So much so that she commanded the servants, "You obey whatever he says."
所以她吩咐佣人说，耶稣说什么你们就做什么。
But because of this bold prayer,
但因着这个大胆的祷告
and because her faith came with obedience,
and 因为她在顺服中蛮有信心
Jesus turned ordinary water into good, not just wine, but good wine.
因此耶稣把平凡的水变成了酒，不但是酒，而是上等的美酒。
And that's the third thing that we see here.
在这里，这是我们看到的第三点。
We see something about transformation.
我们看到了关于变换、转换。
Whenever Jesus is invited into any circumstance,
每当耶稣被邀请进入任何一个
情境。Whenever Jesus is invited into any circumstance,
每当耶稣被邀请进入任何一个情境当中
，He transforms it.
他总是进行了一个转换。
Jesus comes to transform things.
耶稣来是要进行更新和转换。
When we ask Jesus to come in,
当我们邀请耶稣进入我们的心
He will transform us.
他会对我们进行一个转变。
Whenever I invite Jesus,
每当我邀请耶稣
Jesus transforms me.
他就转变了我
But I have to invite him.
但是我需要邀请他
Tell that to someone next to you. I want to invite Jesus to transform me.
我们彼此说我愿意邀请耶稣来
Say it loud. Notice.That when Jesus told the servants to fill the jars with water,
我们注意到，当耶稣叫佣人把缸倒满水。
In verse 6,
在第六节
，these weren't wine jars.
那些不是酒缸。
These were six jars that were sitting there for the Jewish rites of purification.
这六口石缸摆在那里是为了按犹太人洁净的规矩。
These weren't wine jars.
那些不是酒缸。
These were jars that represented the religious activities of Judaism at the time.
这些石缸代表了当时犹太教的一些宗教活动。
These represented religious activities that have become empty.
这代表了当时的宗教活动变得很空洞。
Religious activities that have become incomplete
一些残缺的不全的宗教活动
that have,
that are in need of something more.
而且也是贫乏的。
It was an entire system of religion.
这是一个系统的宗教。
That needed Jesus to come in.
需要耶稣来到其中。
It is a picture of people in the world.
这是世人的写照。
Who want to be able to celebrate.
世人都愿意要来庆祝。
Who want joy.
都想要喜乐。
Who want completeness.
想要完全。
That are trying to find happiness in the world.
都试图想在世界上寻找到欢乐。
But they are not able to truly celebrate.
但他们没有办法真正的来庆祝。
Because they have no wine.
因为他们没有酒了。
That's why Mary says they have no wine.
这就是为什么玛利亚说他们没有酒了。
See, it's so loaded.
这是非常丰富的信息。
The religious activities of the Jews have no wine.
犹太人的宗教没有酒了。
The people of this world who are trying to find celebration have no wine.
寻求庆祝的世人没有酒了。
This wedding has no wine.
这个婚宴没有酒了。
So that brings us to the question of this passage.
这就让我们想到今天经文里的问题。
Does Jesus care about all the little problems in your life?
耶稣是否在乎我们生命中许多平凡琐碎的小事？
Yes, he does.
是的，他在乎。
Does Jesus care about your little problems?
耶稣是否在乎你的小问题？
Yes.
是的。
Is he there to help you when you invite him to help you in your little problems?
当你邀请他来解决你的小问题的时候，他是否在那里要帮助你？
Yes.
是的。
But he came to do much, much more than that.
但是他来到这世上，要做超越这个许多许多的更伟大的事情。
He is showing in this little miracle.
在这个小小的神迹中，他显示出来。
He's telling the whole world.
他对全世界说
that he is the true master of the feast.
他是那真正的管宴席的。
He is the only one who can bring true joy.
唯有他能够带来真正的喜乐。
He is the only one who can bring true celebration.
唯有他能带来真正庆祝。
He is the only one who can bring true abundance.
唯有他能带来真正的丰盛
and true healing to all of your brokenness.
唯有他能够医治你破碎的身心。
Jesus wants to heal you of everything.
耶稣想要医治你的一切。
That's the abundant life.
这就是丰盛的生命。
Tell someone next to you, Jesus wants to heal everything in your life. Tell that to someone.
彼此说，耶稣想要医治你生命中的一切。
If you are part of our English Sunday school,
如果你是我们英语主日学的一员
，Dr. Wong,
王博士
has said,
说了
，What is the purpose of John's letter?
约翰的书信的目的是什么
？Why is he using all this language of Jesus' signs and sayings？
为什么他一直引用到耶稣的神迹和耶稣的教导
？And Dr. Wong points us, and Dr. Lee points us to John chapter 20.
所以李博士还是李医生带我们翻到了约翰福音二十章
，verse 31.
第三十一节。
But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. And that by believing, you may have Zoe
life in His name.
但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
We live in a world that is dying.
我们生活在一个日渐衰亡的世界。
Religious activities have become empty.
宗教活动变得非常的空洞。
People are trying to find happiness in empty religious activities.
人们试图要在空洞的宗教活动中寻找欢乐。
Trying to find happiness in financial security.
他们想要在财务保障中寻找欢乐。
Happiness in materialism.
想要在物质中寻找欢乐。
Happiness in good health.
想要在健康的身体中找到欢乐。
If I don't get the coronavirus, I will be happy.
如果我没有被冠状病毒感染，我就很高兴。
But what people really want?
但人们真正需要的。
What people really want to have?
但人们真正想要的。
Is true life.
是真实的生命。
This word here is Zoe life.
这个词 Zoe 意思是生命。
And that comes only by believing.
那唯有透过信仰、信心才能得到。
Believing in the name of Jesus.
相信耶稣基督的名。
That He is the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
And that by believing.
你们信他。
You may have this true life.
就可以得生命。
That's what this miracle, this sign, is all about.
这就是今天这个神迹的目的。
That's why today we celebrate these four brothers and sisters.
这也是今天我们要一起和我们四位弟兄姐妹来庆祝。
Because they believe in Jesus, yes?
因为他们相信耶稣。
And they have true life.
他们有真的生命。因着神。
Amen.
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 Amen. Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you because you are the true master of the banquet.
天父，我们感谢你，因为你是那真的管宴席的。
Because the master of the banquet, his job is to help the party go well.
因为管宴席的人，他们要负责让这个宴席进行得很顺利。
He's the one responsible to bring and make the celebration happen.
他要负责把这个庆祝活动办得非常好。
But in this little miracle,
但在这个小小的神迹当中
in this sign,
在这个标志当中
you are showing us.
你向我们显明
了 that you are the true master of the banquet.
你是那真正的管宴席的。
Because true celebration,
因为真正的喜庆
true joy,
真正的喜乐
and true life,
真正的生命
comes from you.
从你那里而来。
And we live lives that need wine.
我们的生命都需要酒。
Wine.That only you can provide.
唯有你能够提供的酒。
Celebration that only you can give.
唯有你能给我们的庆祝。
And life that only comes from believing in you.
唯有透过相信你才能得到的生命。
We thank you for your word.
为了你的话语，我们感谢你。
But more importantly, we thank you for the giver of the word.
更重要的是。我们感谢你赐下话语的主。
We cannot outgive you.
我们不能给你更多。
But we want to give you our worship this morning.
但今天早上我们要把我们的敬拜献给你。
We want to give you our life so that we may receive life.
我们要把生命献给你，所以我们可以得生命。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen. We'll give the time to the